The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code Ross. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code Ross, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
If you'd like to make your NFL games a little more interesting, you've come to the right place. It's the Even Money Podcast with Russ Tucker and Steve Fezzik.
Yeah, Vegas, baby, Vegas. It is the Even Money Podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. Oft imitated, never duplicated, 30 minutes or less. We're going to recap how we did the week before so we can keep ourselves honest and you can see how we're grading and performing through the season. And then we're going to give you our pick for each and every game. By we, I mean me, Ross Tucker, former NFL offensive lineman, 5 teams, 7 years, long time ago now at this point. Now I just have a bunch of podcasts, bunch of media gigs, Army, Miami, Ohio, Saturday, Eagles pregame, Monday night. Love it. This past weekend, I was able to do that Chiefs-Ravens game, which was amazing. Please check me out on social media, at Ross Tucker NFL, or us out, at Ross Tucker Pod. Any of your feedback is always appreciated. And as a friendly reminder, you can get all of our picks, all of our bets, in written form on the unbelievable spreadsheet from our Tuckhead grades. If you become a Tuckheads member, at patreon.com/rtmedia. You don't need to write them down while you're working out or commuting. Just go to patreon.com/rtmedia and become a patron at the Tuckhead level. That way you get the unbelievable knowledge of at Fezzik Sports. His name's Steve. Steve Fezzik, the only two-time winner of the Super Bowl of professional football gambling, the Super Contest, at the Westgate Casino. And Steve, it wasn't easy. In fact, it was a struggle. And for both of us, it came down to last night's game. But guess what, buddy? We were both in the black again. We were both up one unit. Whew. There's a lot to get into, man. It was a heck of a weekend. It was a whirlwind, but we got into it. We got it. Let's start with the Thursday nighter. We always recap quickly. Giants and Washington scored 59 points, went way over the over, including over your two-unit bet, Steve, on the first half under of 20.5. Man, I don't think anybody was expecting that kind of scoring.
You know, my pet peeve, I'm not saying I had the right side. I had the wrong side, but I certainly could have cashed it. 17 points on the final drive, and I see this all the time, Ross. There's 3 minutes left, and the defense plays prevent defense. It's exactly the wrong thing to do at the end of a half, because think about this. If you give up a bomb and you give up 7 points, you get the ball back, and you're probably going to be able to score 3 points. The last thing you want to do with 3 minutes left is play prevent. You want to play ultra-aggressive and stop the other team, because you know what? The clock never matters. You give an NFL team more than 2 minutes, they will never run out of time before they hit the end zone. The clock is irrelevant. You have to stop them. There's no reason to play conservative on defense unless there's 80 seconds or less left in the half and you have to go the full field.
You know, that's really interesting, Steve. You know, that's sort of how arena teams used to play it, you know, where it's like, hey, man, just score quickly so you can get it back after the other team scores.
And we've rapidly become the Arena Football League in that I'm old enough to remember totals 36, 35 back in the 1990s. Now we're seeing the average total around 48, Ross, and it's a whole new ballgame. And hey, I'm gonna blast out to the media. The media is so stupid when it comes to this on fourth and ones. Every time there's a failure in a fourth and one, oh, the Lions should have kicked a field goal to go down one when they were down four at the end of the third quarter. Ridiculous. Of course you go for it. You always go for it fourth and one once you're past the 50. And if you're Belichick or I guess Andy Reid, maybe one out of 20 times, you can do something else. Basic strategy, you don't hit 14 against a six. You stand regardless of what the count is in blackjack. And if you have fourth and one in your opponent's territory, you go for it. You just follow the little $1.99 card. You don't even have to think. And yet all these announcers are like, wow, do you think they should be risky and go for it? It's atrocious, Ross.
It's a really interesting point, especially about the end of the half. The next game was very disappointing. Eagles, Niners. I had two units on the Eagles getting 3.5 points. That's the one that really bothers me because number one, they really could have won the game. But number two, they would have lost 14-11, Steve, if Derek Barnett didn't smoke the running back out of bounds after the Niners fumbled for an unnecessary roughness. Final score of the game would have been 14-11 and my 3.5 would have covered. So Derek Barnett owes me two units. Moving on to the Bills and the Dolphins, I had one unit on the Dolphins getting 3.5. Obviously, that was a horrific bet. And, you know, even if Tua was healthy, they were not going to stay in that game. I did bounce back, though, Steve, the Texans. I've gotten two back to – the Texans are 2-0 against the spread for me. I had two units on the Texans catching the 12 against the Browns. I was nervous after Tyrod Taylor got hurt, Steve, but they still hung tough.
Yeah, and you got to worry about Cleveland not being able to celebrate or to separate after the quarterback injury. You know, one of the miracle prop bets, Chubb goes over 90 yards in that game. I think he had 50 for the vast majority of the second half, but the Browns defense not as advertised so far this year.
No, it's a good point. They have not been as good. Let's go to the Rams-Colts. I leaned Colts. So did you. That lean would have come through. They were getting 3.5. They lost by 3, even though Carson Wentz is just all over the place. Steve, we both liked the Steelers. Laying 5 against the Raiders. I put one unit on it. You put two units on it. It was a best bet. They lost. The Raiders were the better. The Raiders deserved to win that game, Steve.
Yeah, defense got injured for Pittsburgh in the second half. Watt went out. They had another injury. But, you know, the bottom line is we've got to reassess poor Big Ben. And is he even a top 25 quarterback anymore? You know, the eye test says no, Ross.
Well, so here's the other thing, too. They didn't have Devin Bush or Joe Hayden for that game. And that's on me, I guess. But last Tuesday, when we do these picks, we do these Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern, so people know. I didn't know that Hayden and Bush were hurt. So you have no Hayden, no Bush in the secondary, the linebacker, and then you lose Watt early. That was a problem. We both leaned to the Patriots laying the 5.5 against the Jets. We had a lot of leans come through, Steve. It's unfortunate. We leaned to the Patriots. That came through. We leaned to the Bears, laying 2.5 to the Bengals. That came through. I leaned to the Broncos, laying 6 to the Jags. That came through. So I need to make bets on more of my leans, evidently. Saints, Panthers, neither one of us had anything. In fact, I think I might have skipped that game last week. That's my bad. I apologize. Would you have made a play on that? Saints laying the 3.5?
Carolina plus 3.5 or more was a play for me, yes.
Got it. Well, I guess I forgot. I somehow missed that on looking at DraftKings. I skipped over it. My bad, everybody. I apologize. Vikings, Cardinals. So I was down on the Eagles, the Dolphins, Steelers. I rallied, Steve. I rallied. Vikings, Cardinals. Vikings were getting 4.5. Should have won the game, but they covered. They lose by 1. You were leaning Cardinals. Falcons, Bucks. We had nothing. Cowboys, Chargers. You put 2 units on the Cowboys, Steve, getting 3 points. I just leaned Cowboys. They pulled it out. Even with all those injuries, Zuerlein makes that kick. They pull it out. Nice 2-unit bet for you, Steve.
Yes, and one punt in that game. Think about this, Ross. 37 points and only one punt. If you can explain to me how that's even possible, I would like to know. Probably these are 2 teams you want to play over going forward.
Wow, I didn't even realize that. That's interesting. Then you get Seahawks, Titans. Seahawks were laying 5. We both leaned to the Seahawks. That was one of our only leans that didn't come through. The Seahawks lost the game. Somehow they choked that game out. Unbelievable. Our next best bet, though, boy, I was nervous about this one, Steve, especially early. Ravens getting 3.5 against the Chiefs on Sunday Night Football. I was there. What an awesome atmosphere. What an incredible football game. What a great life and job I'm rolling with right now. The Ravens win. You had 2 units on it. I had 1 unit on it. So that was the best bet that came through for us. We were 1-1 on our best bets last week because the Steelers did not come through. The Ravens did. Any different thoughts on the Chiefs or the Ravens based on that game, Steve?
By the way, your enthusiasm for your job may be curtailed when you catch the Miami of Ohio Army game on Saturday. I don't expect the same fireworks. However, that Baltimore game, Lamar Jackson, he was bad in that first quarter, throws the pick 6, missed the wide open bomb, the play before seemingly, and turns it over in the red zone. You know, Baltimore could have blown out Kansas City if not for those 3 mistakes by Lamar Jackson early, and it's time to start being concerned about Kansas City. I'm going to give a bonus best bet, DraftKings season win, Kansas City under 12.5, got to lay -140. I don't think Kansas City's nearly as good as they were in the past 3 years. KC under 12.5.
Interesting, Steve. Finally, we had Monday Night Football, Lions and the Packers. I had a unit on the over, which I think cashed third quarter, early fourth quarter. We got it at 48. So that was 1 unit for me. And I was even Steven going into last night. And I needed that over to hit to be in the black for the week. Up 1 unit for the week. Up 3 units for the year so far. Steve, you, and by the way, I love the board week 3. You had Jared Goff -170 to throw an interception. And he did. He did. It was a 2-unit bet, but because it was -170, we're going to grade you as up 3 units on that. That's what grade said to do, which makes sense if it's -170 and you put 2 units on it. So you're up 1 for the unit for the week as well, and you're up 4 units for the year. Let us dive into week number 3 in the NFL. After I make sure you know that PicksWise is the number 1 app for sports betting picks. Look, every game, every day, every sport, they will give you the who, how, and why behind every prediction. Loaded with best bets, props, and parlays, you can find in-depth analysis on every game, all for free. Found your pick? Search their latest sportsbook promotions to sign up for an account, compare the odds, and finally place your bet. Download the free PicksWise app now to make your next bet better. PicksWise backs responsible gambling. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, Steve. I'm fired up for this week, but I have a question right from the start, okay? There are 4 that I saw, and now this was this morning when I was looking at it, 4 really good teaser legs, Steve, that I like. Carolina, Arizona, Buffalo, Cleveland. My question for you, is there any rhyme or reason to how you match them. I was going to go Carolina and Arizona because it was the first two on the board, and then go Buffalo and the Browns because it's the next two on the board. Is there something I should be taking into account there?
Yes. The road favorites historically have not been as good in terms of teaser bets as home favorites. So we get a -8 plus or minus a half favorite. We're going to tease down. That's basic strategy. That's Stanford Wong wrote this book, Sharp Sports Betting. They're called Wong teasers, by the way. I don't know why they're not Fezzik teasers, because I'm the one that talked to Wong about why this was such a strong play. But regardless, Stanford Wong, really sharp guy. I had the good fortune to work with him for years. And the home Wong teasers are better. So because of that, Buffalo has to go to the head of the class. I think you lock Buffalo up and all your teasers, and then you play them with these other teams that aren't as strong and only put the other teams in on one leg versus Buffalo on all of them.
Okay, so you're saying I do a two-unit teaser, Buffalo and Arizona, a two-unit teaser, Buffalo and Carolina, a two-unit teaser, Buffalo and Cleveland.
Yes.
So three, but then if the Bills blow it, then I'm screwed on all of them.
Well, talk to your contacts in Buffalo and make sure they're ready to play, because they're the strongest of them all.
All right. Well, gosh, that feels like a lot to put on the Bills playing Washington, but I think they'll get it done. I'm doing that. I'm doing three, two-unit, two-team teasers. Buffalo from -8 down to -2 in all three of them. And then Carolina goes down to -2 against Houston. Arizona goes down to -1.5 against Jacksonville. And Cleveland goes down to that line moved too. -1 against Chicago? They're only down to -7.
Yes, and that's why I don't have the Cleveland teaser as being as strong, because I actually lean a little bit to Chicago in that game. So I can tell you, I'm going to play all three of these teasers also. I'm only going to put one unit on each because I don't want to lose 6.6 units on the Buffalo Bills and suddenly bet triple what I normally bet on something. So just one unit on those three teasers. Those are all best bets, you and I, Ross.
The best bet.
Triple best bet to start the show. That just happened. I'm in for two units. I am rolling with the Bills. This is going to be a huge get-ahead week for me. Loving it. All right. What about Carolina, Houston? Carolina's laying 8. The total's 43.5. Anything else, Steve?
I really don't know how good Mills is for Houston, but I think he's going to be rather poor. Carolina has been the one team that's absolutely overachieved versus expectations. Two straight stellar games. As far as at the 7.5 line, I got to pass this. Too much uncertainty, Houston quarterback.
Yeah, well, it's 8 right now. Carolina's laying 8. How about Sunday slate? Arizona laying 7.5 against Jacksonville. Totals 51.5. And yes, as discussed, they're part of our teaser trio. Your thoughts on any other bets in this game?
You know, basic strategy says back an 0-2 straight up team. I think that's historically been a profitable subset, but I just can't do it. I think all of the issues with Urban Meyer and do his assistant coaches not like him? Do they like him? Do the players not relate to him? Here's a coach that's used to winning 80, 90% of his games. And all of a sudden you got to question, is he going to win 10 or 20% of them this year? Until I see anything that looks like Jacksonville has turned the corner, I'm going to have to pass on Jacksonville games.
Yeah, I'm just doing the teaser there. Washington at Buffalo. Now here's the thing, Steve. Washington's getting 8 points. I am debating, especially when it was 8.5, I was debating putting a unit on Washington. Tell me the math on that. Like, can I middle it, right? Where the Bills win, but they're not going to cover in my mind the 8.5. Is that smart or stupid?
It absolutely is smart. So two completely independent bets, and both can have positive expectation. Here, though, we have to go ahead. I think DraftKings, I love everything DraftKings does. I love their huge menu of options, including season wins throughout the year. But I really think they're making a mistake here. They're dealing this spread low at 8 right now. So I couldn't recommend a Washington plus 8 bet, because you could even get 10 later on in the week, potentially. Everyone saw the Giants outplay Washington week 2. And Washington is a team whose defense is not meeting expectations. But the real bargain here is that the line 8, the market's 8.5. Who cares? It's not going to land 8. But being able to tease that 8 down to 2 just makes the Bills so attractive that I really love Buffalo Bills teasers. Happy we got the 3 best bets with Buffalo. I'm going to pass the Washington side. If I got 10, that would be my buy price.
I'm going to pass Washington because it was 8.5 this morning, and now it's 8, and that would annoy me if they lost by 8 and I pushed rather than winning. Let's get to the Chargers and the Chiefs. The Chiefs are laying 6.5. They've been horrible against the spread, Steve.
Yeah, I really want the Chargers in 7, Ross, so I'm going to hold out for the 7. At 7, the Chargers would be a play. You know, below that, 7 is such a critical number. I got to go ahead and pass the 6.5. Remember, what the Chiefs do, they just win close games. They play well enough to win. And frankly, they played well enough to beat Baltimore till, you know, Edwards-Hilaire, you know, choked away the game. And I love the post-game conference where, you know, Kelsey says, you know, we're a team and we win together and we lose together. And no one player costs us the game except for this game. And it was him. He fumbled and it was all on Edwards-Hilaire. Hey, one point I do want to make. I just said that the 8 is not important in the NFL. Let me put a caveat. The word is out. When you are down 14 and you score late, you go for 2. The NFL teams have all gotten the memo, courtesy of the Philadelphia Eagles 3 years ago. So 8 is a lot more important in terms of the chance of game lands 8 or 6 versus just 3 years ago.
It's a great point, Steve. I would lean to the Chargers. And by the way, I would lean Washington getting the 8. I would lean to the Chargers getting the 6.5. The total is 55.5. Ravens at the Detroit Lions. The Ravens are laying 9. What do you think, Steve? Total of 49.5.
Difficult to bet this. I think you got to go with the Lions here. I mean, I like a lot of what I saw from the Lions last night. They failed on 4th and 1, correct to go for it. And, you know, I don't know. Ross, I don't know why every NFL team doesn't have the same play call on 4th and 1. You put out 3 or 4 wide receivers, you pretend to possibly pass, and then you run. That play has never failed. In the history of the NFL, it's 168-0, you picked up the first down. Alternatively, you can put out a pass formation and pass, and you fail all the time like the Lions do. Or you put in the jumbo backfield, and that play always fails when you try to run right up the middle. The old, if we can't get a yard, we don't deserve to get it. How many times, Ross, were you in that formation and you looked up at a loaded box and said, this is not going to work, right?
It's not fun. It's not fun running into it like that. Did you have a bet on that game, Steve?
Yeah, I'm going to take the Lions for 1 unit. I think they played much better than the final score. And bottom line, the Ravens just had these back-to-back, down to the wire, close emotional games. It is a soft spot for Baltimore. Got to back the Lions.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm going with the Lions. Only 1 unit. I don't love the number 9. I wish that was 10.5. I'd probably go 2 units. But I'm going to go 1 unit on the Lions. They've done some really positive things. Ravens, that was such an emotional game for them against the Chiefs. 1 unit for me. Lions plus the 9. That's the best bet.
The best bet.
Bears, Browns, we discussed. We both teased the Browns down from -7 to -1. The total's 46. Anything else on that game, Steve?
Just that the Bears got the win against the Bengals. Didn't like what I saw at all. That offense is really struggling for the Bears, and that's not a team that I want to be backing right now.
Colts at the Titans. We don't know who the quarterback is for the Colts. Wentz sprains both ankles. Colts right now getting 5.5 points. Totals 48.
The spot says Colts, backs against the wall, absolutely have to come out and bring it. Colts are favored in this game on the look ahead during the summer. iTest says Colts are going to win 5 games this year. I want no part of them. I pass.
Yeah, the quarterback uncertainty, I can't do it. What about the Bengals getting 4 points in Pittsburgh against the Steelers with a total of 44?
I got to look closely at the Pittsburgh injury report. Without having that, I'm really not sure yet. It depends upon whether that defense gets healthy or not.
Yeah, I mean, even Roethlisberger has an injury now. I think he'll play, but he's not feeling good. It's not good. All right, this is an interesting one. The Saints, after that disappointing performance against the Panthers, in New England against the Patriots, Patriots are laying 3, totals 41.5.
So what's interesting about this game is that it's really a soft 3. And what do I mean by that? If you lay 3, you get even money. If you take at many books, if you take 3, some books are charging you a little extra in VIG. I'm going to lean to the Patriots. The spot is terrible for the Saints in that week 1, they had to go to Jacksonville. Remember, the training in Texas. Then week 2, they got to go to Carolina. Now, I know week 4, they're going to be playing at home. I imagine that they're in a transition. I got to still research this in terms of whether they're still practicing in Texas or whether they're moving the practices back to New Orleans. A ton of disruptions, 3rd straight game away from home, really bad situational spot. I wish that the Saints had won last week against Carolina, because then it would be like a game of the year type of situation to bet against them. But because they got absolutely drilled, this line went from pick to 3. And now the Saints are in a good bounce back spot. I still lean New England.
Yeah, I like the bounce back spot for the Saints. I will lean the other way, New Orleans. The Falcons are getting 3 points against the Giants in New York, total of 48.5.
So I have a proven piece of crap team in the Giants and a likely piece of crap team in Atlanta. All things being equal, if I'm getting 3 points, I'm going to bet on the likely piece of crap team that could actually be an average team. Atlanta, misleading final score against Tampa Bay. They actually, stats were pretty close to equal in that game. Now, of course, the Giants fans could argue the same thing's really true, and they should have beaten Washington. But the bottom line is, with a limited home field edge, the Boo Birds could well be out. If it was 2.5, I'd be passing. At 3, I will go ahead and take Atlanta for 2 units.
Love it. That's another best bet. I'm only putting 1 unit on it because it's plus 3. If it was plus 3.5, I'd probably be putting 2 units on it. But 1 unit, Atlanta, for all the reasons you just mentioned, it's a best bet.
The best bet.
What about the Jets getting 10.5 against the Broncos, total of 41?
I have to admit, normally by this time, I've watched most of the games, gone back to NFL Rewind. I have not seen the Jets-Patriots. I know that it was an even stat game that Wilson threw 4 picks in. Until I see what the heck went on with those turnovers, I cannot recommend a bet on the Jets. The spot and the situation screams Jets. I'm passing.
Yeah, I really like the Jets in this game. Their defense has actually played pretty well the first 2 weeks. Zach Wilson's not throwing 4 picks again. I think Denver's good. I don't think they're great. I think they benefited from playing the Giants and the Jaguars. 10.5 points? You kidding me? 2 units on the New York Jets, gangrene, getting those 10.5 points. Let's get to another late game. Dolphins are getting 3.5 from the Raiders, Steve. We don't know who the quarterback is for the Dolphins.
Yeah, I don't know if it matters who the quarterback is, because I only have 2.5 point better than Jacoby Brissett. And if Tua is not 100%, all of a sudden we'd rather have Brissett. So I may as well just power rate it based upon Brissett taking over. I have to be concerned about the Dolphins, a team that won all those close games last year. And now that Buffalo beatdown, that was ugly. That was really, really a concern for the rest of the year for the Dolphins. I'm going to pass this game.
Yeah, I'm passing it as well. I've been burned too many times over the years betting games where there's quarterback uncertainty. So I'm out. As for the Bucs and the Rams, game of the weekend, really, Steve, the Bucs are getting a point. The total is 55.5.
You know, what's interesting about this game is that obviously Tampa has been rolling and everyone's talking about how strong they are. If you look at them, you know, just in terms of their statistics, good, nothing special in terms of yards per play, turnovers, getting interception return touchdowns and the like. At the end of the year or by the middle of the year, we might be saying the Rams are better and they should have been favored in this game. But then again, how much home field do the Rams really have in LA? Well, a lot more than the Chargers, but it's not all that significant. This is a game, Ross, I would tease either team. I think it's going to be a close game. So whoever the markets wind up making a 1.5-point favorite, if there's a movement on this game, I want to tease the dog up to 7.5. So let's keep an eye on that. So if the Rams become a 1.5-point dog, I'll tease them. If Tampa gets to be a 1-point dog, I tease them up to 7.5. Either team, I like the teaser. We'll just keep an eye on where this line goes.
Interesting. Okay. Seattle and Minnesota. The Vikings are getting 2 points at home against the Seahawks. Total 55.5 again.
Vikings 0-2. Could easily beat 2-0. Could have beat the Bengals, losing overtime. Certainly should have beaten Seattle in the end game. I don't think we could really say they should have won the game because Seattle was in control for most of the way. But Vikings are undervalued. But, Seattle is a team that absolutely is in a bounce-back spot after losing to the Titans. And normally I'd be on the Vikings. If Seattle was 2-0, I'd be betting the Vikings here and teasing them. As it is, I will lean, why not? One more teaser. I'll tease Minnesota up to the +8 with the Bills one more time for a best bet, one unit.
Before we get to the primetime game, Steve, I just want to make sure everybody knows I love Duralast Elite Brake Pads. Yeah, you weren't expecting that, were you? Well, they're available exclusively at AutoZone. We know Duralast parts are proven tough, but Duralast Elite is on an entirely different level. 3 times more durable than a typical Duralast pad. That's crazy. They've got this hex pattern that Steve probably invented that keeps them performing longer, which makes it safer, smoother, and quieter stops. And since AutoZone has over 6,000 locations nationwide and more ways to shop online and in store, you will have absolutely no problem picking up a set we need the most. The future of stopping starts with Duralast Elite Brake Pads, only at AutoZone. All right, the primetime games I really like, Steve. It's Green Bay. They were getting 4 this morning. Now they're getting 3.5 from the Niners. Total 49.5.
All right, so I want to bet San Francisco because they own Green Bay. Their offense cooks against this team and has had great success. However, last week I told you San Francisco is in a great spot. These back-to-back East Coast games where they spend the week out there and they kick butt and they cover again against Philly. Well, guess what? After being away from home, and Ross, this probably relates to you. You've juggled this your whole life. You're away from that family and your friends and your life for 8-10 days, and you finally come home. Boom, distractions. All of a sudden, it's difficult. Yeah, you got guys to take care of things for you, but even that requires management. Bottom line is when San Fran has come home after being away from home for 10 days, they've stunk. They lost to the Eagles in that situation as a big favorite. They didn't cover against the Steelers in that situation as a big favorite. And they lost to Atlanta end of the year last year after staying east for 2 weeks. So I want no part of San Francisco in that spot. I want no part of Green Bay in a bad matchup against San Francisco. I want the over. San Fran always moves the ball well against Green Bay. San Fran's injured. Greenlaw's injured. A linebacker, secondary cluster injuries. And I love what I saw from Aaron Rodgers against Detroit. Hey, Detroit was calling timeouts, and they just went ahead and tried to throw a bomb up 17 with 3 minutes to play to Scantling. So a lot to like in the over. The over is 2 units.
I'm going with the Packers. I think this is a toss-up game. Anytime you give me more than a field goal in a game I think is true toss-up, could go either way, I'm going to take it. I'll take the Packers plus the 3.5. Wish I was getting the 4. 2 units, Green Bay Packers. Monday Night Football. Eagles at the Cowboys. The Cowboys are laying 4. The total is 52, Steve.
It's a very difficult game because of the injuries. I know the Cowboys have lots of injuries that hit. They gave out a ton of offense to the Chargers, over 400 yards. So don't tell me that that Cowboy defense is fixed. But the Eagles are also injured. So I got to map out all these different guys missing before I make a bet on this game. And it being the Monday night game, it's the game I do the work on the latest. Until I can go through all the injury reports, maybe you're more up on this, Russ. I got to pass.
Yeah, I feel very similarly about this to what I do about Green Bay and 49ers. I think it's a toss-up game. I think it could go either way. They both have their injury issues. And you're going to give me 4 points for a team I think has a great chance to win in the Eagles. I'm going to take it. 2 units on the Philadelphia Eagles plus 4. That'll do it for this week on the Even Money Podcast. Presented, of course, by DraftKings. Reminder, patreon.com/RTmedia, Tuckheads level. That's how you can get all the bets we just gave you in print if you want to be able to go back and look at them. Other than that, check him out on social media at Fezzik Sports. Check me out at Ross Tucker NFL. And check us out at Ross Tucker Pod. I think we're done here. Good luck, everybody. Hope you guys win some money.
Thanks for listening to the Even Money Podcast. Make sure to also subscribe to the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, The Fantasy Feast, Business of Sports, and The College Draft. All available at Apple Podcasts, RossTucker.com, or wherever podcasts can be found.
A lot of times on the show, I mentioned DraftKings. Here's what you need to know. You got to be 21 or older, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania only, new customers only, restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9 with it. By the way, if what I was talking about included a deposit bonus, doesn't always, sometimes it does. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough, and deposit bonuses are paid out in site credit.